Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against things like this." Have you ever thought about how strange it would be for someone to call the police because a neighbor was too patient or too kind? Yes, people complain about anything, but imagine a phone call like this. "Officer, come quick! She's showing way too much gentleness!" Such a call wouldn't elicit sirens. But Paul's line, "There is no law against things like this," almost invites that kind of absurd image. Laws are written to restrain what harms, not to regulate what heals. Think about a typical homeowners association. They churn out pages of rules. Don't park here. Don't paint that. Keep your grass at exactly 3 inches. All in an attempt to create, quote, neighborliness. But rules can't make people love one another. At best, they can keep things neat. At worst, they breed resentment and loophole seeking. I grew up in a small town that didn't need HOAs. People looked out for each other because that's simply what you did. Someone's fence fell down, neighbors just showed up with hammers. Nobody wrote that down. It was lived. When I read these verses, I always think of Mickey Burney, a member of Lincoln Park United Methodist Church in Knoxville, for over 85 years. She wasn't perfect, none of us are, but she spent her 100 years and 3 weeks leaning into these spirit-born qualities, nurturing them in herself and encouraging them in her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren. She often requested sermons on those verses. Mickey didn't try to force fruit, she cultivated it. That's the key. The Spirit grows what rules never can. Laws can only say, "Don't do this." The Spirit whispers, "Become this." Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Grow your fruit in me. Let love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control become so real in me that no law could ever be needed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.